शिवरात्रि among Hindus to take once in a while. So some of the powder was in my box in a corner it remained. So many times I went to Satara, they came from here, but it remained. Yes, so many times I tried, but not regularly. And it so happened, one day we were talking about bhang. So I said, I've got it. If anybody likes, I may offer. So it was decided, let us all have it. And I just put it in water, got it wet, and throw all the colored water, we have to throw it. And the leaves, wet leaves, they were squeezed. And after the squeezing, again they were washed. And after washing 2-3 times, the remain, it was rubbed in on stone. And some almonds, you know almond? Some almonds and some dry fruits. And along with milk, the sharbat was made of it. And it was a very delicious one, very tasteful. So I gave a little to everybody. They said, what this sharbat will do? I thought, they are the devotees of Baba, they must be very strong spiritually. And this small thing may not be sufficient for them. All right, take as much as you like. And they take double dose, triple dose. And I also took along with them. And in the night, I saw my not only that, there was a full tin of chura, you know, that salted chura thing, salted tin. And while after that we started eating, so after taking this bhang, a man gets very, very hungry. And everybody was eating, and Vishnu Master said, who is putting this chapati before me? I'm eating it, and again everybody put it, and he was doing like this. And you are eating, everybody ate a lot. After that, when the food was finished, only they were eating, they were joking, not funny, but they were joking, laughing, enjoying life. After that, there was a tin of chura. And somebody said, let us have some chura also. And Aluba said, what let us have? Let us begin. And he took a handful and started eating. Then everybody from that, we started eating. Ere, Pendu, Vishnu Master, Gustaji, I, Bhauji, everybody. Only Savak Kotwal. He was in night duty. So, because he was in night duty, so he was spared. Otherwise, everybody took it. And we ate a lot of them. Somebody saw what we are doing, let us stop it. Then we stopped eating it. And after some time, I saw my stomach, it was just bulging out. Because, you know, a lot of chura, a lot of food, and a lot of water over it. And it was going, and I said, let me go to work for one. And I was, those days I was allowed to go out. Otherwise, I was not allowed to leave the premises. Then I went out, roaming. And these people were inside. And I did not see personally what happened to them. Because all along I was out, just on the road, before the Bangalore, from one corner to other corner, I was just, I took about 3 hours walking. And when I came back, everybody was sleeping. Nobody was in the sense. No, in the evening. Yeah, in the before taking our food. They were all sleeping, then I also slept down. In the morning, everybody got up. Oh, it was hell in the night, somebody said. They said, oh, it was not, in the beginning it was very good, but in later hours it was very painful. So many things were saying, and then Gustaji came with his broken finger. I said, Gustaji, what happened? Oh, it was wonderful. When I was going out, I just had to fly. I did not have to sit down. I just flew out. But while coming, I wanted to fly up. But don't know, yes, I flied up.
He said,
बाबा ये मैं उस वक्त बाहर था, मैं घूम रहा था, मुझे बाद में मालूम था. लेटर ऑन आई केम टू नो बाबा सेंट साउथ कोतवाल टू सी व्हाट इज हैपनिंग देयर एंड बाबा साउथ कोतवाल सॉ एवरीबॉडी एंड एवरीबॉडी वाज सेंसलेस देन ही मस्ट हैव रिपोर्टेड टू बाबा. सो देन गुस्ताद जी सेड यस आई फ्लू अप ऑल राइट बट आई डोंट नो व्हाट हैपेंड विद माय फिंगर्स. The poor fellow must have, old man must have fallen down. Oh, Baba, Baba said, what have you done? He took me right and left. And I said, Baba, I'm very sorry. You are sorry. Very good thing. What will happen when we saying the sorry? He was very angry. And he ordered, don't take anything if he gives you me. He gives you poison or this and that, so many things. But I was allowed because, you know, Mandali people were allowed if anything I offered them. Then the right was taken away from me. I was so very sad. Then Baba said, all right, I forgive you. Ah, yes. So these were things. I was not fit for so much of kindness of God. But don't know how. What was the thing?
After
that, who was he was killed by robbers.
Yeah.
So, चले थे रास्ता से चले he was first he was government service everything but he resigned everything. पुराने पुराने type का तहसीलदार भी होता है ना. हाँ वो बड़ी चीज होती थी पुराने जमाने में. तो उसके बाद नौकरी वगैरह छोड़ के हमारे हिल्स में कस्तूरी मिल जाती बहुत अपनी मिली और जहाँ पुरानी तो कस्तूरी का ही व्यापार करते थे. तो कस्तूरी सोने से भी इट इज कॉस्टलियर देन मस्क. You know, you get from musk deer. So he was musk merchant. And it is costlier than gold. If you put gold on one side and musk on the other, it is practically the same. So always he had plenty of musk with him in his bag. So in this way, generally, dacoits were always following. Oh, it is easy. It smell, its flavor, its washing doesn't decay. It is everlasting. No, but in tasting it, people eat it also. It is very warm. It is used in medicines. And oh yes, it may. If you keep small in your room, it will go on. Everybody will come. What is nice smell it is. So dacoits were generally after him, and once he was surrounded in Rishikesh by the 3-4 dacoits, and in the perhaps he also killed one or two, and then he was also wounded very badly. By taking to hospital, and there his musk was also then he died in the hospital. His musk and his Mauser pistol and also many other things, they were there in Rishikesh, Mahant Parshuram. So later on, the musk was handed over to my mother and my father's sister. It came. But nothing more about the Mauser pistol. And after about 50.
So in the German plant, how are you going to do that? After
नहीं मैंने बताया ना कि झारखंड मुझे वैसे है ना, ऐसा हुआ ना कि वो झाड़ के नीचे वो मंदिर में तो नहीं, मंदिर में ठहरे हुए थे ना हमारे माँ बाप, तो बच्चे को जन्म स्थान जन्म के लिए मंदिर में नहीं करने देते, तो वो एक झाड़ मंदिर की उसमें झाड़ जो था बड़ा इंडिया का दर, उसके नीचे उन्होंने तंबू लगा दिया है। उस तंबू में हमको पैदा करने दिया, पैदा जब हो गए तो फिर गंगा जी वहाँ गंगा तो खाए ना, गंगा पानी में धो के फिर अंदर ले गए, फिर वहाँ मंदिर के बिल्डिंग में, बिल्डिंग में हिंदू बिल्डिंग में प्रसव, हाँ शत्रुघ्न का मंदिर है, जो मेरा नाम इसीलिए शत्रुघ्न है कि मैं शत्रुघ्न का मंदिर में पैदा हुआ था। तो वो उसके बाद हम तो चले गए थे वहाँ, तो फादर हमको छोड़ के हिल्स में वापिस आ गए, मेरी मदर को बच्चे को माँ बच्चे को दोनों को वहाँ छोड़ के, और जब वापिस आए उस बीच में फिर उनके गए। नहीं आवर टर्न, ही टुक मी एंड माय मदर टू हिल्स एंड ही डिपॉजिटेड वी पीपल विद द पेरेंट्स एंड केम बैक। Oh yes, Baba has heard everything. नहीं मैंने कहा बाबा, क्वाइट पॉसिबल आई मस्ट हैव टोल्ड टू बाबा दैट बाबा आई वाज बॉर्न अ ट्री, बट नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ शोइंग हिम द ट्री। यस यस क्वाइट पॉसिबल आई मस्ट हैव टोल्ड हिम, बट नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ शोइंग द ट्री। When Baba came in new life, that time also, and later on, my mother brought a musk in Satara. I remained in there. Ah, only what train se utar ke na? Ah, bus se utar ke chale, to humko to Baba ka bungalow nahi malum. To bus se utar ke musk ko leke chale, और आप किधर चल रहे, तो चौहा पे खड़े हो गए, मस्त रेज हिज फिंगर। ही डिड लाइक दिस एंड देन माय मदर हैड फॉलो हिम एंड एग्जैक्टली वी रीच द बंगलो।
Full of all that. To jail two times. First time I went to jail in 1936 and I got released in 1940. And I got married in 39. I got released from jail in 39, and I got married in 39, the same day. And then after 2 years, or 1 year, after 1 year, I was again arrested without any trial, because I was a political worker, member of a revolutionary party. I got released in 39, got married. After 1 year of my married life, I was arrested in 1940 and sent to jail. And 1945, I requested God.
5 years.
5 years. Previously 5 years, then 5 years, about 10 years I spent in jail. Then I got released in 1945 and got established in... आपको बस मिलना चाहिए, अब 400 मिलना चाहिए सुधा जी। ऐसा हुआ कि वो in 1945 I said No, but one thing. In the in December, I think. December. Because it, that day also it was snow was falling there.
December 45. Right. It was the next day you were
released. Ah, yes.
You were released in December.
Yes. After then I got released in 1945 and came and established in this village, Madri Mafi, and now Mer Mafi. And after 5 years, two, three people came in a horse cart. And they just made it stay at my door. And they just beckoned me. What you want? We want to purchase some land. All right, you may have it. How much land do you want to purchase? 5 acres. I said, all right, you will have 5 acres. in a soothing way. Then one of them said, we want to purchase it within 24 hours. All right, you can purchase it within 2 hours. Then one said, there must be one house also in that. I said, all right, there will be one house in that. Then all the people saw each other very mysteriously. Okay? All right, then we are ready to purchase it. The thing is to happen, I had plenty when I got in jail, in that village, I had very good precious stone with me. It was given to by her uncle, to Subhadraji. And that stone I offered to the jimindar of that village. And he gave me plenty of land. You follow? And when I got them registered in my name. And because you know I am Brahmin by birth. So Brahmins are not, are very full. They cannot hold anything. Their stomach is very small. So I thought, why, what should I do with this land? So I started distributing it with both hands. And there was one chairman of rural development, he was my friend. Oh, I thought this man will come to my village. It will be good for development for the village. I offered him 5 acres of land, free. Only I received 700 rupees for the jungle, for the wood. Because I was intending to cut that wood. He said, don't cut it. I'll pay for it. I said, all right. Then I received only 700 rupees and gave him the five acres of land. And he spent about 3,000 rupees for constructing two rooms in that. And later on, though he promised me that he won't sell it, but later on I came to know that he was intending to sell it. And these people went there. These people were on whose cart? Mr. Narawala. No, his father Nosewan, Mr. Chacha, and one KK Desai of Delhi, and two business people of Dehradun, Mr. Wala, they call sugar merchants. And this way, four, five, six people were there. So they came there and we want 5 acres. I said, all right, you'll get. You want house also in that? I will get. You want to have it within 24 hours? Oh, yes, within 2 hours. Then they say, all right, let us have it. I said, all right, come along with me. I took these people to that friend of mine. I told him, Das Babu, his name was, he's an elderly man. Das Babu, I know you are intending to sell it and you are not going to inform me. Don't you worry, these are the customers. What money you want for that? Because you don't get customers every time. And don't get shy. Then he said, what is the price? What do you want? He said, 9,000 rupees. 3,000 rupees for my house and 6,000 rupees for the land. Then I said, these people, he is demanding 9,000 rupees. These people asked me, do you think the price is appropriate? I said, yes. According to time, it is all right. And they opened the attache, you know, they came on horse cart. They opened the attache and heaped the notes on the table. I thought these people are refugees from Pakistan. Because, you know, Pakistan, they used to come, they used to purchase land with any amount of money. What these people are. And then The money, it was, the receipt was taken, one penny stamp or something like that. And the legal procedure, the registration, everything was to be done the next day. And the purchase, selling and purchasing were done. And then one of them said, oh yes, let us go and send a telegram to Baba that we have purchased the land within 24 hours. And then one other said, yes, please, you will have to do one thing. I said, what? You will have to feed one gentleman. He will come and he will come in that, he will stay in that room, in that house.
Very close to where you
are. Yes, on the other side of my house. He has to stay there. Because it was disarmament lands around surrounding my house. And you have, please accept 500 rupees for 5 months, 100 rupees a month. I said, don't you worry, I've got plenty of food, I'll give free. No, this is the order of Baba and this and that. All right. Then I took that 500 rupees, put it in my pocket and promised them. Later on, because you know, I was thinking all this funny thing. Later on, I came to know when I asked these people, what is the matter? You believed me right out, and how it happened? Then I came to know the story. The story was such that Baba must have written to these people for some land for the Kumbh Mela purpose. And Baba asked them to acquire some land, purchase some land, but these people did not get any success. For 2 months, they have been seeing hither and thither. Then, in the end, they received one big telegram. Baba was in the habit of writing letters telegraphically. Telegrams were written just like letters. Very big one. In so many pages. And they received a big telegram saying, if you don't get success in purchasing the land within 24 hours, leave the idea. I'm not coming to Dehradun. It was a bombshell for them because they were expecting Baba. And if you get success in purchasing the thing, categorically and specifically on Haridwar Road, there are four roads in Dehradun, Masuri Road, Haridwar Road, Saranpur Road, Chakravarti Road. So on, because Baba's work was for Haridwar, they're on Haridwar Road, about 4 miles from the city. In that particular, about 4 miles from the city, not on main road, definitely, you know, not on main road, because due to disturbances, little far from main road, not in any thickly populated place. If you can purchase it, then look well and good, otherwise leave the idea. So these people were so very anxious. They take the money along with them. They hired a horse cart. They sat on it. And taking Baba's name, they started on Haridwar. After coming 4 miles, they saw a lane going towards my village. Because that was the only lane after 4 miles. Then they took that lane and came to my house. And fortunately, I had only my only house. So, yani within 2 furlongs, the first man you get a talk with him. So, these people came to me. I was the first man. My house was the only house there. Ek do the wahan par. Wo nahi, wo to bilkul railway line ke kinare the. Lekin jab dur, haan, beech mein koi nahi tha. Akela mera ghar tha. And when they said, we want 5 acres of land, I said, yes. We want to purchase within 24 hours. I said, yes. We want a house also in it. I said, yes. Then it was all right, let us go. I said, yes. Then they were so convinced that Baba has sent us here. These people were convinced. Anyhow, the thing was done. These people were convinced everything. And then after some day, a gentleman came, one of them, that Baba, we have seen this Kekobad. Kekobad came and he was put in that house. So our children, they used to take his tea, food, hot water, both the times everything, whatever his requirement, and he was not allowed to get, step out of the premises. He was allowed to come out of the rooms, but not off, out of that land. So everything was supplied there. One day I also took his tea. Then he said, "You are very fortunate. You are serving God." And he showed me the photograph of Baba. And his also very small thing, he has got a chart. And he was just worshipping that thing. And you are, you know, this is God. And all those things. Then, since then, I used to joke with Keko Bhad, "You are my Sadguru." I used to tell him, "Oh, I am not sure. Why, what is Sadguru?" Because, you know, Sadguru is he who introduces God. So you introduced me God, so you are my Sadguru in this way. And what is the funniest thing, since that day, I started seeing Baba every night without break in my dream.
When he first showed you that picture, you liked that picture.
I saw the picture, but I started seeing Baba in my dream without taking much notice. I don't know what happened. I started seeing him in my dream every night without pain. And once it so happened, when later on Baba came, Baba asked me, "Have you ever seen me in dream?" "Baba, I see you daily. As I am, you see, now that it also carries some significance. As I am, no, Baba, you are quite healthy. You are not so lean and thin. You haven't got beard. I see somebody lean and thin with a beard also. Very lean and thin, and as if hungry, as if rocking his head on a wall. And in this way, very lean and thin person I used to see." Then everybody laughed on me. Baba also laughed. I thought I said something funny, foolish. So these people are laughing. And later on, when I came to, after so many years, when I came to Pune or Satara, or in Mehrabad, then I got Baba Batan. Very lean and thin. With a beard also. Then I was so very happy. Since then, I keep that button with me. Always. That very thing. So I saw first, in my dream, first darshan with a beard. But they're quite different. Quite different. But no, I was convinced I'm seeing Baba, Mir Baba. But not like Mir Baba. No, nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. Yes, one thing happened. Interesting thing. One day, Keko Bhad came to me. "Yes, Baba is coming at railway station. Baba is coming at railway station. And because you have worked for Baba, quite possible he may like to see you." So I went there at railway station. I had my motorbike, quite powerful, BSC, 5 horsepower. I was waiting out, and after some time, I was called in. Now that is a very interesting thing. You know, in the waiting room, first class waiting room, generally there is a round table in the center of the big room. As soon as I stepped in, I saw Mir Baba with his four fingers like this on the table, and his alphabet board was under his armpit, and all Dehradun people were standing in the right hand corner. Dehradun people, these people who purchased the land for him, there are 6 or 7. They were standing on the right hand corner. Baba was talking with them. Chacha was also with his solar hat under his armpit. And Erich on the other side of the table, he was tying or untying something, some box. Sure. Yes, within 5 minutes. So, and I saw beautiful, very alluring figure of Baba, and I was enchanted. I didn't know anything. His four fingers were there on the table, and his alphabet board was under the armpit. And he was talking, he was joking. Sometimes he was doing like this, but his four fingers were there. And after some time, Baba said like this about food. No, Baba, we do not, then people said, we do not know that you require food, you did not give any instruction. But anyhow, I said, Baba, may I bring it? Then all the diversion, all his attention was diverted towards me. What will bring? How much time will take? It was decided I will bring it within 1 hour. And when I brought the food after, within 1 hour, and with that food when I stepped in, it was wonderful, as if I missed the place for a second. Baba was standing with his four fingers in the same posture, with his armpit, under armpit, the bowl. On the other side, Aries was tying or untying the same thing. On the right hand side, Vishnu Master and Dr. Nilkant were just standing at the door of a bathroom, and all those six persons were there. I saw, did I go from here? But no, rice is here. And it, as if time was stopped. Anyhow, Baba started. Baba said something to Aries. Aries distributed plates to everybody, along with me also. He gave me one plate also. And everybody then, but I brought the food for only for two people. Baba and four, five. And there were six, seven people. They have people and all the people. They were at least 10 in there. And then Baba said like this for the ladies also. I was horrified. This food won't be sufficient. And everybody was eating shamelessly. Baba said, you may not get in the evening food. Take your full belly. And I was worried. Then Baba said like this. Then yes, Baba will take to the ladies' compartment. When everybody ate, and because I was curious, when I jumped there to pick up the pot, empty pot, it was all full. Only a small corner was empty. Upper layer was intact, you know. Upper layer, chawal ki. Yahan se yahan tak sab layer bilkul intact thi. Thoda sa ek kinara se khali. Thoda sa kinara khali tha. Pura ka pura. These were shock treatment. First shock treatment for an atheist in a way. So in this way, I saw one. You know, it was 1945, then Baba started calling me to him. And in 19, he met me, I released in 45, he met me in 50. And in 53, after 8 years, Baba made me, how did you release? I said, Baba, I requested Mr. God, what was the request? Mr. God and this and that. That's all I, I promise also, what promise? I surrendered myself in exchange of this release. Then Baba spread his hand, put my hand like this. Don't break this promise, I'm God. You follow? Don't break this promise, I'm God. And I started shivering, all perspiring, everything. Just say, and then Baba caressed me, this and that. And then I was wondering, is he the same God whom I requested 8 years ago in jail? Is he the same God?
Yeah, Baba. If you happen to hold the tail like a snake, if you catch the, what do you call this part of the neck? Yeah, the people know how to do it. Then they hold it like this and they remove their fangs in the first where the poison with which they can. Yeah. Otherwise, then they're safe. So the jugglers keep these snakes, somebody called them, cobras. This is real fun, you know, on the time day, Baba. certain day, I don't know, Hinduism, we can never understand, but it's not religion, it's just, I don't know why. Anyway, they have a day for the, what do you call it? Snakes, what do you call them? Cobras. And those cobras don't bite that day. Really? Yeah, they go and they, because they know they are not, they don't come with intention of killing or enemies, they come as friends and they have instincts. Animals have instincts. And so they don't bite and they offer milk and feed milk and whatnot. What place it was, I forget now, was it South? South is all Baba's nature.
But he eats several in a day, huh?
Ah, yes, but if we have several, then he eats.
Yeah. You mentioned about Mausoleum. Did you say that you had seen Baba at Mausoleum?
Yeah, but not the time when the men and Baba and his work and the Mandali. Not that time. Not that time. Baba, how will you say? And that work was finished and all that. You see, that time, it was after my sister got married and so on. And what year it was that? What feast? I still ask questions. She also didn't know. It was not Baba's birthday, I don't think so. But we were at Manjari with my mother, Gulma, and Sunama Sin, and Koshin's mother, and Koshin, myself, my sister, we all. Women were there, and men Manjari aside, having their food, the women having food aside, and we had finished eating. And Koshin always very much together, you know, we are friends. So after eating, then we washed the hands and all, then we came and sat in another room, and near a window, like this. There was a bedding, and we both sat on the bedding. There were other rooms inside, and Baba was taking a walk whilst they were eating and telling them to serve more, eat well, and so on. But when I and Koshin were together, just for not even 3 minutes, when Baba came in the window, you know, and from the back, and we knew Baba, and Baba said something, what are you both doing here, or something Baba said. Oh, we were so impressed to see Baba, and we were very shy, of course, you know, then said, no, we were just talking. I still remember that. So that was Manjari.
It was the main house.
But I don't remember every room. I'm not the one to be puzzled, you know. Puzzled means curious, look here, look there, what is there. No. Just the eating room and this one room that was, you could come to and be seated there and talk. So there's upstairs also. I didn't go upstairs. But just I saw Manjari, how would you say, very lightly, you know.
Fleetingly.
Yes, fleetingly, just like that. And that was the only time I saw Manjari. And then, yeah. Then one time, Rustam means my sister's husband, his Mehru's father, you know. He was full of, like, what do you call it? Enthusiasm, fun, and pleasure, whatever you call it. Love for good cinemas, just going out, whatever it is. Anyway, my sister was there, myself, and he had some something to ask Baba, some work with Baba. So we were in the next door. Next door is Baba Lover's house, but never mind. Those Baba Lovers are, I don't think they're any more Baba Lovers, but they're a Parsi couple and had a son and a daughter. We were seated there, and then we were there. I and my sister, I think, because Baba was not seeing any women or something. That detail I don't know. Anyway, he was not seeing meeting any visitors, anybody, to come to Manjari. So Rustam was allowed because he's one the Mandali he was. So he went to Baba and talked with Baba about that. And it was evening time. It was evening time. So five o'clock or something like that. Anyway, Baba said to Rustam, what are you going to do in the evening? And if you're returning home, then how are you going to spend the evening? So Rustam said, we go to a picture means a movie. Baba said, which picture you going to see? Have you anything in mind? So Rustam said, yes, he's read the advertisement and he'd like to see that picture called The Love of Pharaoh. Pharaoh's Egyptian, mm-hmm. Egyptian king, and so on. So Baba said, yes, very good. Yes. Go and see it. Baba was talking that time, but also just, yes, Baba says, yes. So we went to see that picture. That was the time, but we didn't go to Manjari, we were next door. But it's good to be with them. You can see those Baba lovers over there. Those Baba lovers, you know, were called Daivala. So they were nice couple, nice people, simple and very nice. But what they sold, I don't remember now what they sold. The sacred thread they sold, and maybe sandalwood they sold. What was their business still, I don't know. Because I was not like this, you know, to see the puzzle, as you want to say. What was that? He just went there, sat there, waited for it. And I and my sister talked together. So when Rustam returned, and we were doing lunch, we ate lunch there only. And then lunch means evening, what tea or something, they gave us something to eat, and so we ate. And we went to the pictures. But, yeah. No, what I want to say is that was those people in those days were so how it is that I can't tell you what. All these people straight away from Baba. We nobody heard about them. They and the other people also, who were as children, as that high boys, that high children of certain, certain family. Yes, certain family. They were with Baba also in Allahabad for some time. They knew about Baba. They know about Baba still, but they're not following Baba. Yeah. But it's very funny. The mother was funny. I don't know what I did. She told her boys, never to get married. No, why did she tell them that? So both, no. No, they are different. So, you know about Vajivdar?
Yeah.
Omi Vajivdar? Yeah. His brother's children. His brother's brother's children. His brother's, no, his brother's wife's sister's children. Never mind. His wife and this other woman, they all met up at once upon time, and then when they left, they did not come back. So that means that what I want to say, how they felt like leaving Baba, you know what I was. Still they are not, I don't know about them. But the two boys were told not to marry, they still are obeying their mother's orders. Both are still living together. Very funny money. A person was interested and went to see them. And she found out all about them because she liked them. They were once upon a time, then her neighbors. So, and hey, Baba.
Baba, how are you?
Fine.
Yeah. You said that how Baba liked Egypt when he came back. He told you.
Cairo.
What did he tell you about Persia? You know, when he went 3 times, 4 times. Did he like it?
I don't remember what he said about Persia. I don't remember. Egypt, every time, because whenever he went and came back from Cairo or from the West, landing in Cairo and being there for a day or two, I do that also. But one thing I know, that Baba was in Cairo, and when he came, he would always tell us he liked Cairo, maybe the architecture or what you call the buildings, like Mohammedan buildings and all that. Yeah, Muslim. That was attracted to him. What was now it is different. In those days, it was very nice. It's now more than 45 years ago. So, Baba liked Cairo. 2-3 times he told us. Okay, Canada, Baba had such a very cold spell there. What do you call it? Snow, deep snow. And Baba's not used to it. And Baba got this very bad cold and whatever. Bronchitis. Then he quickly came around Japan, came to India, and then we nursed Baba to get all right and all that.
He still had a cold when he got back? He still had the cold when he got back?
Yes.
Ah.
He had the cold. But he was flying so very quickly. Yes. Flew fast. What?
Where was he in Canada?
Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah. Vancouver and some other place. Montreal is both? No. No other place.
No.
Where is Wisconsin? Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? It's America.
This America?
Yes.
Anyway, you
what
did.
What year was that?
Yeah, I can tell now what year was that. 1935 must be. 35.
Mm.
Yeah. And in winter it was, in winter. It was not nice. So how many times have I been to the West? Can we count, right? In 1931, was it only once he went there, and twice?
I'm not sure. I think twice to Europe that year, though. No.
Twice to Europe.
Just once.
What? Just once to Europe means where? Europe means Paris. Where?
In America.
Yeah, but this is, we're not counting. We're just guessing. So would 1931, was it once he went or twice? 1931.
David says once. I'm not
only once, because he went to England and then to America. That's right.
Then back.
And then second time he went to again England and again America.
Yes.
That is 1932.
Mm.
Then when he returned, he had the Westerners come to India. Very first time we saw Westerners, Elizabeth and Norina and Margaret and Kitty. Rana was not there. She had not met Baba. Mabel and so on, Christine was a maiden restaurant. What do you call it?
Waitress.
She was, and Baba was especially went to that restaurant. Especially means to eat there with Norina. And so they were at the restaurant, and this maid was, what do you call it, serving them. And then Baba told Norina to make friends with this girl. Baba had connection with this girl. So she was called to sit, and she was being a waitress, she was a bit shy to be seated with them and all that. And then, but she, Norina said, no, nice things to hear. to make her feel confident. And then very gradually, then she became Baba lover, and she was with Baba in India. When Baba took them all to Kashmir, she was there also. Christine, Mabel, many were there. Aurea, she had two names, Vivian or Aurea. And Audrey was there, and so on. Many, Minta, Delia, they all had come with Elizabeth and Norina. The first time in Pandava, and Baba, when the day came, before the day came, Baba told my sister to go and do shopping, all the best kind of shoes, stockings, those sheer kind of stockings, and I don't know what all she had to buy, compact for the face, the powder, and lipstick. Can you imagine? Everything my sister bought, and that, and Baba told us, yes, use all that.